AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A Washington state woman's filed a lawsuit against Chipotle. She says she contracted an E. coli infection after eating in a Chipotle restaurant. More than 20 people have reported getting sick in cases traced to Chipotle. The company closed all of its restaurants in Washington state and the Portland, Oregon area as a precaution as an investigation continues. We found Trey Riche outside one of those restaurants in Seattle's University District.
That's crazy. I mean, like a lot of my friends, especially in UD, they love Chipotle. And the fact that you're putting that much people in danger, that's kind of like, that's unacceptably crazy.
Taco Bell has fired a manager after he was widely seen on video hitting an Uber driver, grabbing the man's hair and slamming his head against a car window, according to police. Benjamin Golden of Newport Beach, California, has been arrested and charged with assault and drunkenness. The U.S. Embassy in Egypt is warning staffers not to travel to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula for now, as investigators try to find out why a Russian passenger plane crashed there on Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. Islamic militants say they did it, although the Russians dismiss that claim. Former NTSB member John Golia doesn't have much patience with these claims.
There are rumors and speculation all over the place around this accident or this event. However, we really need to let the investigators do their work.
Trouble at the Vatican this morning. A new book's coming out later this week detailing financial mismanagement, greedy monsignors, and other money problems within the Holy See. The book is called Merchants in the Temple. It's based on confidential documents that expose, among other things, a Hollywood-style break-in at the Vatican that the book alleges was an inside job. This is AP Radio News. Teenagers spend nearly 9 hours a day with their computers. Here's our Martin DeCaro.
The research group Common Sense Media released an exhaustive survey outlining how kids spend screen time. One concern, the number of youngsters who feel comfortable multitasking while doing their homework. Two-thirds of teens say they listen to music every day. 58% say the same about watching TV. By contrast, only 45% reported using social media every day. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Police say a mentally disabled Italian man has been missing since he crossed the finish line of the New York City Marathon on Sunday. Police say Gianclaudio Marengo was last seen in Central Park around 3 in the afternoon. He'd arrived with a group of runners from Italy who later reported him missing. They say the 30-year-old man speaks only Italian and is mentally challenged. He'd been staying at a hotel on Long Island. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.